You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Rachel. Very well, thank you. Yeah, getting busy and busy as we head towards the end of 2023.
I know, it really is the snowballing time of the year. Lots going on still, of course. We have got some cool community grants that have opened for Auckland Council. Particularly this morning, we're going to talk about Ngā Hapori Momoho, which is the Thriving Communities Grant. Now, what is the point of this grant? What's it trying to serve here, Desley?
Well, this is one of the great grants programs, I think, where Auckland's diversity is celebrated and all Aucklanders feel they have a sense of belonging. So it used to be known as the Regional Community Development Grants, and as you said, it's been renamed. So applications opened yesterday, that's the 27th of November, and go right through to the end of January. Now, knowing that the holiday season is coming, quickly upon us, I'm really urging community groups in Auckland to get on and have a look at the rules and regulations around that and get their applications in.
So what kind of things can people or groups particularly can apply for this, and what kind of things does it look to fund or support?
Look, first of all, I'll talk about your eligibility. So it's available to all Aucklanders, but the regional grants are for regionally significant groups and organisations, services, events, activities that benefit residents across Auckland. An organisation has to have a formal legal structure, i.e. be a registered not-for-profit, an iwi group, multi-trust, charitable trust, etc., and be legally accountable to us for the expenditure of the money. So giving you some examples of things that we funded in the past, like last year, we did 13, and there were things like the Island Based Trust, which is a youth mentoring project for Māori and Pasifika. We did funding for the Uma Trust, which is an empowerment program for Muslim women refugees. And we funded, Auckland Disability Law, and that offers free legal advice for disabled people on disability-related legal issues. So it's, right across the board, we believe that, Auckland needs to have increasing financial security so more Aucklanders can live well, and we want to improve our health outcomes so more Aucklanders are happy and healthy. So, the criteria and all the rules are on the famous Auckland Council website, but if that's a bit difficult to navigate, which sometimes it can be, when in doubt, just Google Thriving Community Strategy or Ngā Hapori Momoho and it'll come up. So there are two kind of grants. There's a pool of $295,000, so it's not humongous, but that's the pool. And there are, the grants themselves are up to $60,000 per organisation for projects to help us support our thriving community.
It's a pretty awesome project, fund for potential projects across the city. So, yeah, definitely good for anybody who's involved in community groups or can sort of think of projects that might be supported by that to have a look at it. Thank you for letting us know about it this morning, Desley.
Also fulfills our obligation to Thursday or Waitangi too.
Totally, absolutely. Let's talk about the storm recovery and some updates that we've seen, because it's been the big theme of the year in Auckland City. But we've heard some updates on what's going to be, the bottom line for how property owners can dispute issues that they might have around the categorisation of their homes in terms of the buyout process and that storm recovery process. What is some of the resolutions that have been come to recently, Desley?
Look, this is a big topic, Rachel. I was out at Rānui on Friday talking again to, affected property owners. And I think it's important for us, I certainly believe it's important for us to be people-focused in this, around this. Look, you've got to remember that the categorisation process was really undefined. We had to come up with the criteria around that. So it was important, I think, for us as a council, as I said, to be people-focused and to make sure that if people weren't happy with where we got to, that there was a fair and transparent disputes process. So the disputes process covers a number of things. The first one is the risk category that they are given. Now, remember, this goes from category 3, which is really where the property is uninhabitable and has risk to life, back to 1. So around that one, when we give them, council comes up with what we think it is, and then we'll complete an internal technical review, and we'll get that done as soon as possible. But if a property owner isn't happy with the outcome, in other words, they think their property should be more of a 2P than a 3, that there's an option to seek further another external review, which will be undertaken by an independent expert. And then once that independent expert makes the decision, that's final. It's important that, you know, we have an independent panel of technical experts, and they're sourced from throughout New Zealand. And there are ones for, there's a panel for floods and a panel for slips, because those are the two big main criteria around forming that. But, and the second one, the dispute comes around the market valuation. So we've used valuation as of the day before the 27th, so the 26th of January, for the buyout offer. So if you've got a dispute around that valuation at that time, you can, as a property owner, go and get your own valuation from a registered value, of course, for consideration. And you have a month to apply to have that dispute determined. Again, if there's a difference between your valuation and the valuation that we had from another independent valuer, that will go to a panel, and then again, that independent decision is final. Now, look, there's also special circumstances, which is sort of everything else, because there are special circumstances. You know, I heard again, I just said I was in Rānui on Friday, and I heard a property owner who just sort of didn't fit necessarily in a specific box.
Right, I was going to ask about that, because, I mean, it's fantastic to have these quite straightforward processes outlined. That must take a weight off people who've had a very stressful time with this. But, yeah, I'm sure there are people listening who think, I feel like I'm some secret third option here. What is the sort of way of supporting people who sit in that weird grey zone of claims spaces?
Yeah, so we have a same sort of a process for them. They let us know, and it goes through a special, system there as well. And I think, that's really important for us to ensure that, that there's this dispute process for everyone in every circumstance. I suppose that's how I would put it.
Right, yeah.
And the other unusual one is uninsured. There are sometimes some, we have a set policy around being insured and uninsured. And so there are some special circumstances around that too. So look, what I would say is I want Aucklanders to have kind of confidence that no matter what this process has been for you and your determination, there is a process that you can dispute it if you fervently believe something's not right, and we will look at it for you.
Fantastic. I'm sure there's a lot of people very pleased to hear that, Desley. Just briefly before we let you go, we've of course got a new, finalised central government now. Part of that's interesting for us here. Part of it that's interesting for us in Auckland is Simeon Brown is going to be the new Minister for Auckland. I'm sure that having a meeting with him is high on the agenda for the Mayor's office. What will be some of those first topics you guys want to table with him?
Yes, look, we not only is the Minister for Auckland, but he's the Minister for Transport. I've been in text contact with him, and I've actually spoken to him over the weekend. I think, as I've said before, we were, and the Mayor's led this, very clear in our Auckland manifesto. It had sort of 6 key points, transport being one of them, to go through an integrated transport plan to enable people and goods to get around our city faster, cheaper and with low emissions. And I think, for me, one of the reliefs is that we've got someone for some time. Because remember, we started this discussion with Minister Wood, then we had Carmel Cepelloni, and now we've got a new minister in Simeon. So Minister Brown. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, having that conversation and getting our teeth into that. But he's aware of the manifesto. He's got a copy of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure discussions will happen. I mean, the minister's only got sworn in yesterday.
Yeah,
I was with at a function last night. There were a couple of them there. They're drifting back to where they come from now they've been sworn in. And I think, you know,
it's going
we'll
to be
the government gearing up.
Totally. It's going to be a very interesting time, and I'm sure we'll come back to talking a bit more about that when there is more to talk about, but really great to hear what those first steps have been. Desley, thank you so much for your time this morning. We will talk to you again next Tuesday. Take care.
You same to you, Rachel. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Thank you very much to Desley for speaking with us this morning. Keep your texts coming in on 5395. Appreciate your thoughts. This is French Concession with Holy Vision. You're on BFM Breakfast.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.